Now we come to the closing part, chapter 8. Oh, drop down any more? Oh, sorry. Before that, there's one more acrostic from chapter 7. Remember the part where the king says, "Who is he and where is he?" Right? Now, this is not Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Do you remember God appeared in the burning bush to Moses? And Moses says, "God, what shall I say? You're sending me to the people of Israel, but they'll ask me, what is your name? Who is he that sent you?" God says, "I am that I am." In Hebrew, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. I am that I am. Ehyeh is I am. The number of times Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the way. I am the life." They came to arrest him in the garden, right? He stepped forward. He says, they say, "We're looking for Jesus." He says, "I am." They all fell. I am. Ehyeh. Say Ehyeh. I am. It is spelled like, the word is like this. All right? E, Aleph, He, Yud, He. Memorize it if you can. Aleph, He, Yud, He. It means I am. All right. Who is he? Where is he? It's actually acrostic for Ehyeh. Who is he and where is he? Who is also who pronounced as who in Hebrew. There's a lot of English words that can go all the way back to Hebrew as well. Like who? Huzeh ve'ezeh. Who is he and where is he? Aleph, He, Ehyeh, Vav. No, Yud, He, sorry. Ehyeh. Yes, Ehyeh. I am. The final signature. 5 acrostic number of grace in the book of Esther. And chapter 8 tells us there was such a celebration, and the king, all right, told Esther, took off the signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman. Verse 3, Esther spoke again to the king, fell on his feet, and she implored him with tears to counteract the evil of Haman the Agagite and the scheme which he had devised against the Jews. We still have a problem, right? Once the king has signed something, right, on the clay tablet, he has punched it. That cannot be reverse. So the day is coming, right? 13th. Then the king said to Mordecai, "Mordecai, here's a, in essence, empty clay tablet. Whatever you write, I'll put my seal." And Mordecai says, "Every Jew in the land, okay, you have a right to defend yourself. And everyone has a right to kill those who try to kill you." And the Bible tells us, chapter 8, "You yourself write a decree concerning the Jews as you please in the king's name and seal it with the king's signet." The king is talking to him. "For whatever is written, the king's name and sealed with the king's signet ring, no one can revoke." Anymore? Drop down? Yes. So Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, which is the flag of Israel, right? Today? Blue and white. "With a great crown of gold and a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness, joy and honor. And in every province and city, wherever the king's command and decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a holiday. Then many of the people of the land became Jews because fear of the Jews fell upon them." Those not Jews also became Jews. What's your name? Abraham. What's your name? Zuckerberg. What's your name? Mark Mayer. What's your name? Lawrence Lubrinsky. What's your name? Chiram Goldberg. And you? Gabriel Iceberg. So the Jews, they have so much favor. People were so scared. And Mordecai became the right-hand man. Who dares to kill you, right? You know, and there were some enemies that were killed during that time. And the feast, the 13th, became the feast of Purim. All right, and the 14th as well. 2 days of celebration for the Jewish people, and it's called Purim because of the lot. And God turned the whole thing around. In a book that the name of God is not mentioned, we have God overriding the situation. Now, the question I was asking you all just now is, why didn't God put his name openly, right? It was a period of Lo Ami. Long before they went into captivity, God already said that during that time, if you are in the land of the Gentiles, I will hide my face. Deuteronomy 31, all right, because of time, drop down to hide my face. God says, in that day, I'll hide my face from them. Why? Because they have rejected the Lord. Now, look at me. One of Hosea, Prophet Hosea's son, God told him, name your son Lo-Ami, not my people. You're not my people. Okay? So that period of time when Israel is in captivity, it's called Lo-Ami period, not my people period. Yet, even then, God's heart is compassionate. He cannot acknowledge them openly in their rebellion, right? But He can actually work behind the scenes in their favor to protect them, to preserve them, to bless them. Amen. Now, we are no more Lo-Ami. In fact, in Lo-Ami, there's a prophecy there. Even when God says, no longer my people, show them Hosea 1, 8 and 9. 1, 8 says, God says, call His name Lo-Ami, for you're not my people and I'll not be your God. Do we have verse 10? No, we don't. So I have to read verse 10 from the Bible. Right? Now I'm going to read from Romans 9. Believe it or not, verse 10 is quoted by Paul in Romans chapter 9. What a good way to end our service tonight. Amen? Are you all ready to listen? Okay. This is what God says in Romans 9. Verse 25. Verse 24. Even us whom God called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Chinese, Indian, all Gentiles. Amen. Chindian, also Gentile. As God says also in Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my people and her beloved who was not beloved. It shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people. There they shall be called sons of the living God. Jesus came and fulfilled. We no longer live in a day, even when we fail and blow it, God does not leave us. He does not hide His face. They were under the law in the Old Testament. We have Jesus as our high priest. And God says, where I used to say, not my people, you are now sons of the living God. Amen. Amen. And many, many years after that, story of Esther, Jesus will come back to the restored remnant, Ezra, Nehemiah. God allowed them to go back to see what they'll do with the Messiah when He comes. And unfortunately, they put the Messiah on the cross. So there was another scattering of the AD 70 until now. It still lasts until Jesus returns and love Israel again. And Israel will cry and Israel will say, Baruch haba Hashem Adonai, blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. And when Jesus hung on the cross, the Pharisees said to Pontius Pilate, who put Jesus' title above His head, change the title! Change the title! Why were they so adamant about changing the title? What they put on top of Jesus was in Latin, in Greek, in Hebrew. And it says this, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And look at this here, this picture. This is what, in three languages, Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. Look at the, do you see the acrostic there? Yeshua is spelled Yud. The next word is Ha Yahudim. Ha Melech, Ha Yahudim. Okay? Yeshua Ha Nazari Ve Melech Ha Yahudim. Okay, next letter is Vav. And the final word, Ha Yahudim, is He. Yeshua starts with Yud. Ha Nazari of Nazareth. Ve Melech starts with Vav. Ha Yahudim of the Jews. Hey. So what the Pharisees and the people of Israel saw when He hung there on the cross was Yahweh. And yet, the Pontius Pilate just put His name, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Yeshua, Jesus, Ha Nazari of Nazareth, Ve Melech, King, Ha Yahudim, the Jews. It's just His title. And yet, the Pharisees saw it, the people of Israel saw it, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, being crucified on that cross. And that's why the Pharisees says, change it, change it! And Pontius Pilate said, what I have written, I have written. God will not allow anyone to change it. Yahweh came and lived among us and died as our Savior and rose from the dead to be our high priest and the shepherd. In Psalms 22, my God, it starts with, my God, why have you forsaken me? Psalms 22. Psalms 23 is today where he is right now. The Lord is my shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Psalms 24, say, who is the King of glory? He'll come back again. Lift up everlasting doors. Lift up the gates. Jesus is coming for us. Amen. And we welcome him. Amen. To Jesus be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Amen.